If you ever in your travels in that comic book store, see He-Man and Superman, like when Superman goes to He-Man's universe,
yeah,
let me know.
Okay.
I had that when I was a kid. It was my favourite comic. I lost it, and I still think about it to this day.
He-Man in Superman universe.
No, no, Superman in the He-Man universe. It's a fucking great read.
Minisode! Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out.
Here it comes. I got in the show bag from the Ball Melbourne show. So yeah. I was about, I don't know, fucking 7.
Yeah, right.
And I just loved it and I fucking lost it. I think one of my cousins pinched it because we're both He-Man fanatics and
Dude, I had so many He-Man figures growing up. Oh my God.
I still got mine.
Nice.
I got mine and my original wrestlers from 85.
Can't go wrong with He-Man.
Nah.
Even my son loves the He-Man cartoons.
Oh, they're awesome. He-Man.
They don't make cartoons like He-Man anymore, Vince.
Nah. Not even bloody... Shit, I can't remember.
Thundercats and Silverhawks and...
Space Ghost.
Oh, Space Ghost, yes. Wow. Space Ghost. We could have a whole show on, like... 80s, 90s cartoons, easily.
We should.
We might do that one day.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Bit of a milestone the other day. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I didn't.
600 Facebook likes.
I did see that.
It's your quick eye for detail that amazes me.
Oh, I've got more attention to detail on Byron Scott, put it that way.
That is true. That's another story. That's another show.
That's a whole fucking novel.
Yeah, a big heart. Felt thank you to all the Facebook members out there for sticking with us. 600 Facebook likes. I know it fluctuates up and down, but we've just hit the 600 for now, so pretty stoked with it.
Yeah, what am I going to say? Obviously we haven't been as often as we'd like for various reasons, but we do love recording and we do try and get as much shows as we can out. But at the minute... last week was Hank's fault because we had technical difficulties. We did record a show.
We recorded a whole show and it just, look, the quality wasn't good enough to put out there. And I didn't want to disappoint the fans.
Well, McCoy, some would say we don't put out quality content.
And those people are losers. Oh, shit. And damn them all to hell. No. But yeah, 600 Facebook likes, man. I was pretty stoked when I saw that. Sort of snuck up on us, so that's good. Yeah, look, just some happenings. Because we haven't been able to record as much lately, for those of you who saw the post on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, yeah, I'm going to try my hand at a newsletter, a monthly newsletter, just filled with all the latest happenings and plans and fun facts and trivia from the Courtside pages. I'll be in touch with you guys. I'll get some email addresses and yeah, we might make that a new monthly thing.
You will make that a monthly thing, Lee?
I'll try. I'm going to give it a test run. I want to see how it works. But yeah.
100% should be good. Why not?
But yeah. Yeah.
You've clearly got enough time in your hands.
Yeah. Well, look, we should jump into it. We're a basketball podcast after all.
No, let's get into it. I'm chomping at the bit.
Golden State.
Oh, do we have to talk about these vlogs?
Just for a little bit.
Arrogant bastards.
15-0. Great start to the season. Couldn't ask for a better start to the season, really. Your thoughts. Your thoughts moving ahead.
They look really hungry. I like that. I think they've listened to some of the comments after they won the title that, you know, if they had Kevin Love and if the Cavs had Kevin Love and Irving, you know, maybe they wouldn't be champions. So really? I think they've come out with a bit of a chip on the shoulder, which is good. They look hungry. They're fun to watch.
They kept the crew together. They kept the crew together, Vince.
They kept them together. And interesting, Luke Will posted something on Facebook. They could fit in Kevin Durant on a max deal, I think.
That would be scary.
Then they might go 73-9.
Well, that's the big, I suppose, topic floating around on the Facebook page right now is, can they beat the Bulls 72 win season? Dennis Rodman doesn't think so.
No, look, I said I was just trying to wind Luke Will up. I said they got no chance. They have a small chance, but I don't think they'll do it because I think they'll have a lull And even the Chicago Bulls, when in their 72-10 season, they had a little lull.
They dropped a few right at the end.
Yeah,
if I remember. That Hornets game right at the end really sucked for them.
And the Warriors, in my opinion, they're not as good as the 96 Bulls. Mm. So I don't think they'll get... I think they'll still win high 60s.
Yeah.
Like I said just a couple of weeks ago, but...
What'd you say, 68, 69?
I said like 67. Could be, you know, 67, 68, 69. But yeah, I don't see them getting 73.
I know this is not a regular show, I know this is a minisode, but man, if I had a jersey worthy, I think I'd have to give it to Coach Walton.
I was going to mention him next. Got to take your hat off to him. What is he, like a third-year assistant?
Dude, he is doing a phenomenal job having these guys ready to play. I've liked everything I've heard out of his mouth in pre-game interviews about keeping the guys focused, keeping them hungry. Just the guy, like he has their attention and the respect.
Any danger that he could be coaching the Lakers next year?
I think there is a danger of him coaching an NBA team next season. Yes, I don't think he'll get the Lakers gig. I think Lakers will be looking for someone maybe a little bit more high profile, but I definitely wouldn't rule him out of maybe coaching somewhere else.
Let's face it, there's a couple of jobs that might be up for grabs.
Yeah.
Well, one is definitely Houston.
Minnesota's still up for grabs?
I think Minnesota will be. I think, and that's a bit harsh on Sam Mitchell, because I don't mind Sam Mitchell at all. Maybe your Grizzlies might be looking for a new head coach.
Could possibly be, yeah.
Couple of jobs opening up.
Actually, maybe the Pelicans.
Already? I don't think so.
Oh, I don't like how it's looking out there. But anyway, I digress. You know what? Look, records are meant to be broken.
Not this one.
And I actually think they'll have a good crack of beating it.
They'll get them close.
Can they break the 72
no.
win? I say it all. How long can you ride Curry? That sounded
Look.
All right. Let's get to the crux of the problem.
What?
The crux of the problem. That's a word, isn't it? Crux?
Who knows, mate?
All right. I suppose the real question is, would you be upset if they broke it?
Yep.
Is it nostalgia value that we're all, that people online are all up in arms about? Is that it? I mean, record, the game's different. They've all said it. Steve Kerr said it. Look, the game's a lot different now to when it was back then. I wouldn't be upset if they broke it.
I would be.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I just love Jordan that much. He needs the record. It's what I grew up on. I saw it. You know, we all witnessed it here. We were hoop heads, and I don't want the Warriors to have it. They're already arrogant enough, especially their fans. Oh, my God. They are just all over the shop there. They make me sick.
This coming from a Lakers fan. This coming from a Lakers fan.
That's what I said. They talk about us, mate. Ew. Next, I'll be telling us how to defeat ISIS. I mean...
Well, you're Steph Curry, right? I just think the arrogance comes from, like you touched on before, they've got this chip on their shoulder this year. Like we said early on in the year that it's crazy that people aren't picking this team to repeat again.
Well, you know what they've got that's different about them this year compared to last season?
Draymond Green's massive contract?
Last season, it was like teams were going into Golden State or facing Golden State and thinking, you know, we're a chance to beat them. I think this year, a lot of teams are coming on the court already beaten, and that's the aura they've got about them. The Bulls had that as well in 96.
Oh, that Bulls-Golden State game the other day was good.
Yeah, because you remember back then, Pippen, Rodman, Harper, Jordan, they all said when we stepped on the court, we could tell the other team was already beaten. And that's what Golden State have right now.
Yeah, they really do.
We should note also that Steve Kerr still has an influence on that team, even though he's not coaching at the moment.
Oh, most definitely. But I just think, you know, I think Walton deserves a bit of a tip of the cap, that's all.
He deserves a massive grope on the ass for the job he's doing.
That wasn't in the game plan.
You know he's a Lakers championship winner.
Oh, no.
You know that.
Always ties it back to LA. Here we go.
Bloody hell. I've got to have some kind of win here and there, surely.
talking about tying it back to LA, Ron Artest used to be a member of the Indiana Pacers. And another little milestone that happened on during the week was 11 years since Malice in the Palace. Question for you. Do you remember where you were when you saw all that footage of the Malice in the Palace?
I know exactly where I was, and I got a phone call from my mate Pixie.
Mm.
And he said, "Are you near a TV?" I said, "No, I'm at a barbecue." I was in Glen Waverley at the time, and he goes, "Oh, mate, when you get home, you've got to check it out. There was a massive brawl." He told me about it, and I couldn't wait to leave the barbecue to go have a look.
For me, Malice in the Palace was my 9/11.
Oh, turn it up.
Like, just that sort of impact. Like, I remember watching... You
can't compare the two.
I know.
This is crazy.
I'm going to cop it on their Facebook page for this. Look, I just mean, like, I was glued to the set, and I couldn't believe how long it went for. It's like 15 minutes of footage, because I was thought, oh, it's going to be a little scrimmage, broke up, maybe someone jumps down from the stands. But no, it just kept going. And when Jermaine O'Neal clocks that big mother on the court, like, that dude is lucky he had, like, a little slip before he connected, because...
I can't remember that one.
Oh, you don't remember the big run-in power punch?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm talking about O'Neal when he had, like, the cornrows, you know, and he's really... Oh, beast.
Yeah, no, the main punches I remember was Steven Jackson. I remember when Ron Artest, like, he's come down from the stands and this chubby Pistons guy's coming up the sideline. You can tell he's looking at Artest, and Artest just stops, looks at him, and then just swings and connects.
Yeah.
That's the only ones I remember. Then I remember Larry Brown begging for him to stop.
And Jamal Tinsley running back out and throwing a chair.
Jamal Tinsley. So I don't remember that either. My memory's shot.
Hey, I'm going to send you a link.
I'll watch it again.
Crazy, but yeah, I just thought, oh wow, I can't believe it's been 11 years since. I remember, and I think I wrote on the post the other day, I'm sure that's where the phrase, "well, that escalated quickly," came from.
Probably did. I remember thinking when I watched the replay and I saw Ben Wallace push Artest, and I remember just thinking, my God, like, Artest isn't a small guy and he's very strong himself.
Mm.
The amount of force that Ben Wallace pushed Artest with, and Artest went flying.
Dude, you don't mess with Ben Wallace. Not Detroit Pistons Ben
Wallace. Why are you picking Ben Wallace, and how fucking strong is this bloke?
Dude, Ben Wallace is number one on my list of NBA players I would not want to run into on a dark alley.
If I was matched up on Ben, I'd call him sir. That's all I'd do. Good luck, sir.
I'd fake a hammy and sub out. Okay, look, last week's show that didn't make it, we talked a little bit of LA and the Lakers.
Oh, you missed a good rant too, people. I absolutely lost it.
Wow, that took a lot of editing. But there was some things that came out after our actual recording that I did want to get your thoughts on. And obviously, you know, there's been more than a lot of questionable things come out of the mouth of Byron Scott. You know, oh man, I couldn't believe you played Kobe 37 minutes the other day.
It's dickhead.
And, like, you guys were losing. Like, the game was over. And he left him in there because reasons. Then, of course, I think yesterday or maybe the day before I text you, like, Kobe was, like, 6 of 22 from the field. But I suppose the biggest thing I want to talk about is what came out of Kobe's mouth in an interview, and it was basically, you know, that he's going to retire unless something changes.
Yeah, I don't think he meant the coaching situation. I think he meant his form.
But still, well, I mean, you can read into that any way you want, really, because...
But it was...
His form is a direct reaction from the coaching, though, because Byron Scott should be... You've said it on Facebook many a times this week... He needs to be in the post.
Kobe.
What happened to Kobe working with Olajuwon in the off season and all those beautiful post moves we used to see? That's how he's going to get his points.
Mate, I watched that Toronto Lakers game, and every time he went in the post, he looked really good. He's still got the fadeaway. He's not the Kobe Bryant that can create and get a shot off on anyone anymore. He just hasn't got the lift in his legs. Whether it comes back, if you can get him under him again, Who knows? But in the post, he is still very effective.
Yeah.
And he's a willing passer. Why Byron Scott does not... I mean, the Bulls did it with Jordan.
Yeah.
All through the when he came back the second time. He's posting up all the time.
Dude, that is MJ in Washington.
Yeah, well, there you go.
that's where Kobe is right now.
And it's not only just that. It's like I said on the rant on Facebook. It's the attention to detail.
Yeah.
There is none. The passing into the pocket, like to the shooters, is atrocious. They're passing. You got to pass it into the pocket so the guy can just catch, like a Nick Young can just catch it in the right spot in rhythm. Bam, Louis and bam. All these guys who can shoot. Instead, they're passing it to their knees, to the left, to the right. Oh. And why isn't Byron Scott in film saying this is not good enough? You can't let it go on all year. And just...
Well, apparently Roy Hibbert's doing that now. That's his job now.
Oh, man. Listen, Roy has been really good for us this year. I've been more than happy with him.
Would you be happy if he re-signed?
At a good price, at a bargain price, I'm happy for him to stay. Mm. He against Toronto, I watched him closely. He changes. He blocked, maybe 3 or 4 shots. He changed another 6.
The thing I like about Roy this season is he's showing a real effort on the rebounding.
He is.
And I think that goes a long way.
And he's also, I'll tell you one thing they're doing to Roy, and he hasn't minded so far, but there are that many times that he's been open for a nice, he's got a sweet jump shot from like 15, but there's that many times he's been open for a sweet J or in the post, and they've deliberately, and it's Kobe more than anyone. When Kobe's had the ball, he's deliberately not passed it to him to give a shot to Russell or Randall, which I don't mind because he's trying to get the kids going. And Roy hasn't complained once, not once. He's just playing his role.
Yeah.
But this Byron Scott, mate, he's got to go.
Surely he's gone before All-Star weekend, right? Or after?
He's playing Brandon Bassett's centre over Tariq Black. Sorry, Tariq Black's a pretty good backup. Play him and then play Brandon Bassett power forward because he's another guy that can shoot.
I haven't watched a ton of LA games, Vince, only because I know that you'll be watching every one of their games. But... I suppose the handful I have watched, one thing that's really killed me is Byron Scott not utilizing Brandon Bass. Brandon Bass has a really nice 18-foot jump shot.
It's pretty.
I just haven't seen it this season.
No.
I haven't seen that. I haven't really seen Lou Williams really have a green light.
I don't think, this is just my opinion and from what I reading between the lines and just reading what reporters say on Twitter and that.
Mm.
I honestly don't think the players know what Byron Scott wants.
Think the lines of communication are blurred?
I think he gives just mixed messages.
Yeah.
And I think it's too many rules for this player and too many different rules for that player. Like he said today, Kobe, there's no question about his shot selection. You know, he can pretty much do whatever he wants, reading between the lines. Whatever shot, if he thinks it's a good shot, I think it's a good shot. That's Byron Scott.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's not going to result in Ws, that's all.
It's a whole bunch of reasons, man. I'll beat him, we'd not. Just, he needs to let him play with some freedom. He needs to let Russell know it's okay to make him a freaking mistake.
There's only two positive options to come out of all this, Finn. Yes, there is two. One is that LA management have enough and they fire him. If not, Ben Simmons.
Tell you what, I nearly went to the cubicle at work today and just let one rip after watching Ben Simmons today.
That's disturbing and an image just, I didn't want in my head.
almost had to give yourself a saying to it was that good. Wow. But, look, that is a nice, would be a nice get.
Yeah, but it looks like another frustrating year for LA fans at the moment.
Look, I know. I hopefully we'd win 30 games. This roster isn't indicative of this record. We're better than that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're over 500, but we're not 2-10 or whatever we are.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right. Let's. A few weeks ago, there was a bit of a dumb comment made on our Facebook page, Vince. And I didn't know whether to address it on air, but I thought maybe it's a good opportunity to just sort of, clarify, I suppose the whole courtside page and what we're about.
wasn't me, was it?
No.
Oh.
You'll know when I talk about it. But basically,
it was Dan.
Someone called us out for us reporting on the whole Lamar Odom.
Oh, called you out.
Yeah. First of all, if you're going to call someone out, make sure you're right, and at least read the post.
Uh-oh.
So that you don't end up with egg on your face.
Oh.
And second of all, like, to call us out for reporting stuff, it's not really what we do. There's plenty of other shows and sites out there that take this NBA information, feed it through their website, and spit it out as their own. And honestly, the bugs the hell out of me. I don't think you can really do that unless you're situated, you know, in the situation or even just in the US. I myself don't do that. I don't like to do that. You'll notice all the Facebook comments and thoughts. You know, I always link the original site the rumor might come from or whatnot. For me, the core side is all about the promotion of healthy basketball talk. Sometimes that means we're going to touch on rumors, you know, that are maybe just fun to talk about. I don't know. There's plenty of other shows out there if you want, like, a news feed of the latest NBA happenings. For me, Courtside is all about bringing this show, bringing the entertainment to you guys. You guys have been with us for years. We really appreciate it. I can't wait to do another live show, but if you're new to the Courtside page, that's what we're about. We're about the melting pot of basketball thought and discussion. You know, we literally don't get paid for this. We do this for the love of it. We love the sport. So, yeah. And if you're going to call us out, just make sure your facts are right.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
In the great words of Roy Hibbert, no homo.
What? When did he say that?
Remember he said no homo in Indiana and got fined for it?
I can't remember that. Slow Roy.
Oh, God, boy. Man. Well, with that being said, every week we hit the Facebook page, all caps Courtside, and ask you what teams and topics you'd like answered on the next episode of the show. And we've got a couple of doozies this week, Vince. Luke Will wants to know what coach is getting fired next. Byron Scott? Doc Rivers, thoughts?
I tell you what, for the next 2 weeks, or month, I'll say a month, there's a massive chance Doc Rivers could be in the hot seat.
But he can't fire himself.
No, but Steve Ballmer?
Yeah.
He might just give him the old lemon and sars, but I'm going to say, as much as I want it to be Byron Scott, I've got a feeling George Karl might be...
On the way out, you think he's done?
I think there's already a hand on the lever.
Yeah, well, those words of was John Calipari, they're making an offer he couldn't refuse.
I don't know about John Calipari, but John Calipari might take the job. And I'd love to see John Calipari, because I don't know who the hell John Calipari is. You don't want a non-NBA coach coming in. But,
it's his evil twin. He doesn't slick his hair back. It's fuzzed.
He's actually one college coach. I know he's coached in the NBA before. He did okay.
He's garbage.
He's not.
He's garbage. He won't do anything in the league. Mark my words, Vince.
But I think...
When have I ever been wrong?
What? I think he would do all right in his second time around, especially with...
You think he's gotten his head around the NBA game now a bit more? And
especially when he's got a marvellous... exquisite big like DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, he coached him, didn't he?
Possibly. I think he did. So,
do you think, I suppose that's the whole key to this. And it's funny, I was speaking to a Sacramento fan the other day. I nearly fell over.
Oh, the only one.
Yeah. So he's the guy. I just think the next coach just has to have, like, for Cousins to have a coach that he respects will go a long way in how far Sacramento track. I mean, at the moment, I mean, I actually don't know if it's as bad as... I mean, they're playing great. I mean, I know they lost today in OT in Charlotte, but Rondo's playing well, Rudy Gay's playing well, Cousins playing well. I mean, when those three guys are hitting the double-doubles, they're a tough team to beat. I just think maybe it's maybe they just need to hit the brakes a little bit and hope the wins pile up and it might fix a lot of things. On the other hand of that, I think maybe George Karl's a little bit out of touch with the players these days and his best, you know, days of coaching are sort of behind him now.
I'm not sure that is the case with George Karl.
No?
No. The only thing I get about George Karl is that he comes across as...
My way or the highway?
Pretty much. And I think in this day and age, you need to sort of change your approach if you like that.
You can only
do that if you're a Popovich.
You need to nurse the egos a little bit.
You can only do that if you're a Pat Riley. You can only do that if you're a Phil Jackson. There's not many that can come in and do that now. Maybe Steve Kerr can if he ever gets, you know, if he ever leaves Golden State and goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
But when you're George Karl, maybe 20 years ago he could have, but not now. Because you haven't had that much success in your last few jobs. Okay, Denver you did. He hasn't got that ring yet as a coach.
Yeah, I don't know. Look,
it's my humble opinion. It's neither right nor wrong.
I alluded to it before. I think Alvin Gentry. I think Pelicans are doing garbage.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah, I honestly do. I don't think this is panning out. And all his crap he carried on after they won the chip and... Like, I just think it is the biggest downhill slope for that guy. I don't think the Pelicans are doing anything this season. I don't care how good Anthony Davis is. They're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, look.
All their season shows so far is they've taken two steps back. That's it. I think they won today, but...
It's way too early. Yeah. It's way too early.
Okay. Well, that's my pick. I think Alvin Gentry.
But he has that D'Antoni system.
Yeah. It's doing wonders for him at the moment, isn't it?
No, he ain't winning shit.
Our next question comes from courtside faithful Philip Brown, who's off gallivanting around Amsterdam right now.
Yeah, there's a sex museum in Amsterdam.
I've been there.
Just took Ennis along, did you?
Son of a...
Just trying to pick out some new toys in the old boudoir.
Well, mate, I at least I went to the red light district. You head over there, I think you go to the blue. Oi!
Oh, very, very humorous, McCoy. Just leave the jokes to me, mate.
Fair call. Philip wants to know how jersey worthy is his boy, Porzingis. Either win or lose, he loves him.
And that's why we love him.
I like it when people stick with their teams through thick and thin. It's cool.
You got to, don't you?
Yeah. But Kristaps, man. Oh, I actually had him for my jersey worthy this week. Man, seven blocks the other day? What?
You know what I see when I look at the Zinger?
One of those birds that you hook onto the side of your cup that you, like, dip their nose in and out? No?
Jesus, I swear to God, you better...
Continue.
You've had a big day, haven't you?
I have.
No, I'd say a very, very smart basketball player. Those seven block shots, very good blocks. It's so smart, just straight up. Yeah. He knows he doesn't have to jump that much. Just stayed straight up, and those guys, mate, they didn't know what to do, shooting the ball against him. He takes quality shots.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of swag, too. I like it.
Like you said before, he wants to be there, and he's having fun being there, and that's a cool thing. His play is one thing, but I think that's why fans have really gravitated for him, really got on the bandwagon with him. The biggest things I've taken away so far about Kristaps is that A, there's a lot of room to grow as far as him defensively and offensively, but I think defensively, I think he could be a real factor, and that game was just like a highlight of that. And the other thing is, heading into the draft and the pick made, I thought this kid was 2 years away from what he's playing right now.
Look, you weren't the only one. There was a lot of people.
Yeah, like I'm not going to...
People out there saying, give this kid...
Yeah, like...
And I think we were one of them.
Dude, I was like, if... I was basically... Well, our general thought on the whole drafting of Kristaps was that it's a good pick, but is it a smart one if you're trying to keep Melo in New York? And that was the argument. And look, they've certainly made me eat my words a bit, certainly. But, man, it's a lot of fun to watch.
he's going to be a favourite of a lot of fans out there, but and not just Knicks fans. Another thing I sort of get with Porzingis too is that he's really likable. The stuff that he says, like, you know, when he found out when he heard the boos and that in the draft, he didn't say these words exactly, but he wanted to stick it right up him. You know, he's going to turn those
boos to cheers.
Cheers to cheers, yeah. No. I'm squarely in his corner. I actually enjoyed watching him play. It was so much fun, and I couldn't help but thinking I hate comparing because they're totally, not totally different, but I saw a little bit of Dirk with the Mavs early, you know, has bust out with a big game, and then, like, I think it was the other day or today, you know, 6-6 and probably struggled a little bit. Didn't watch it because I was at work, but I really see that he could be that Dirk Nowitzki type for the Knicks. I know it's really early to say that, but he's just got everything. He's got the sweet touch. He's smart. He's smart on the defensive end, blocking shots. There's just a lot to like. And I think, you know, Bill Simmons today said it's worth a listen if you listen to Michael Rappaport on his show. You know, Bill Simmons said he doesn't see Porzingis as the franchise guy. I actually do.
He could grow into it.
Yeah, I really do think he could be.
Hey, the big men are making a comeback, Vince. The big men are making a comeback.
They are, thank God.
Everyone freaked out that, and we said what's old is new again.
Yeah.
It all come around, just needed that new generation to click through.
Yeah, that's it.
Look, since we're doing the minisode and we're not touching the full show tonight just because of time restrictions, there's just one more comment I want to touch on. It comes from Luke Will again, and he wants to know, how long until the Clippers release Lance Stephenson?
That is a very
fair call.
Not only him, how long do they get rid of Josh Smith?
Oh.
You heard what happened?
Yeah, who was the other? It had to be like Lawrence Frank or someone like that, right?
Guaranteed it was Lawrence Frank.
Yeah. Who's supposed to be like the player's coach as well? So it's
I like Larry, he's all right. Lance.
He's had everyone yelling at him.
What's wrong with Lance? What's happened to him?
Hey, Charlotte looked pretty smart now.
Yeah.
Flipped him for Batum, is Batum on a contract year? Because he's playing out of his mind. He's finally living up to his contract.
I don't think he is.
Oh, that's... Ugh.
You know when I say, sometimes you're just a fit somewhere and you should never leave?
Yeah.
That's where Lance was in Indiana. He should never have left. But I guarantee you Doc is making some calls, and if he can't get a good deal, geez, I can't see him there till after Christmas.
Yeah, it's not looking good at the moment.
He's
done nothing. Nothing there.
Yeah, you're right, he has. He's done nothing. It's with all this infighting, because Paul Pierce was yelling at his teammates to stay composed against Golden State.
That is the most hypocritical, contradictory thing ever. Stay calm! Stay calm!
Well, not like yelling, but...
I'm sorry, I have a picture in my head.
Yelling, but just trying to be a leader, I guess. You know, come on, guys, stay calm. You know, like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Man, so, I wish we were doing a full show tonight. I want to talk about the Clippers so bad. Next time.
You dickhead. But I just get the feeling it's teetering on the edge. They're either just going to fall in a heap or they're going to get it together. And at the moment, the feeling I get way down in the pit of my stomach is they might be just falling in a heap. Oh. And also, DeAndre Jordan. Oh. What did they tell him when they re-signed him? Oh, we're going to use you in the offense more and this and that. It's the same old crap.
Yep.
You know, how long till he pipes up? I guarantee you he was one of them in there yelling. So I ain't getting the freaking ball. This is crap.
Yeah, Linda should have free throw, then complain.
Well, there's that too.
And of course... sorry.
You just call it a free throw?
Sorry?
You just call it a free throw?
A free throw.
A free throw.
A three throw.
What, you five?
A three throw.
Three throw.
A three throw.
Wow. They talk about Sydney education being great.
I've got no water in here because you're always bitching about me getting water. My mouth's
like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go, mate. Oh, hang on, I've just got to get me water in this. I mean, get your water ready before you come on.
It's my routine, Vince. It's my routine. It's how I get my game face on before we record.
Spot, mate. No attention to detail.
How dare you?
Sacked.
And of course, you can catch all the Courtside Banter at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcasts. Guys, we're available on iTunes and Podomatic, so swing by, leave a review, download the show. We're free every week. We're here for you guys. Of course, as I've mentioned, we're available on the Facebook page, all caps Courtside. Swing down, give us a like. Although the schedule for recording lately has been a little bit here and there, we'll say, we are always on the Facebook page talking, so please swing by and say hello, leave some thoughts. We are available on Twitter, at CRTSDE. Vince?
At VINROK44.
And of course, you can follow us on Instagram, at CRTSDE as well. Guys,
I don't see the point of Instagram.
You're missing out, man.
I say this a lot, but I do not understand why you need Instagram. Fucking photos. Big deal. You got photos on your phone.
You're living in the past, man. You're living in the past.
Shit. Instagram. Oh, no. Watch out.